Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Man, and with me as always is Kush.
Hello.
And Rich is with us.
Grumble, 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 grumble.
We are having a few technical issues today with Rich's webcam.
I want to throw my laptop out of a freaking window right now, man.
Yeah, I understand, buddy. I hate when things don't work like they're supposed to. So we're going to here talk about stuff and things. So we're going to start out with what we've been playing. And I know me and Kush have been playing Thief. Well, we've played Thief, a little bit of Thief.
I'm very sorry.
So you're playing on the Xbox 360 and I am playing on the PS4.
And as far as I've heard, it doesn't really look that different.
Would you say, Rich?
They look the same.
Yep.
Well, I will say that the PS4 version looks very crisp, and you know, because it runs at more frames per second, but it hitches a lot. It looks like a
crisp turd, is what you're trying to say.
It doesn't look bad. I don't think it looks bad. It just, there's a lot of, you know how when you get that lag in a game, like when you're saving or something, the game will just randomly do that, and it's not saving. Yeah, it's just I don't know why, and the videos themselves, like when you're doing CGI videos in the game, it just stutters and it just looks fucking weird.
Yipes.
But so
the environments look good, at least.
Yeah, it looks what you would expect in which that game is weird anyway, because it starts out, you're like, oh, this is some kind of medieval world or something, but
the magic.
Well, I like the magic aspect. I listen to your show, but I think that supernatural stuff's really cool. So
I know you're all about the supernatural crap. That's why you like it in Tomb Raider. You like it in everything. I hate it.
Hey, Kush, can you say the magic again?
The magic.
I love it.
But then you go into some buildings and you'll see electric fans and electric lights and you're like, what? What's going on
here?
It's
magic.
It's fueled by magic.
Powered by
whale blood.
So I just think the game is just kind of bland. I mean, there's just, I know the original Thief team went on to make Dishonored, and so this isn't the original team. But, you know, even though I wasn't a big fan of that game, you could tell that game is way better than what they've done with Thief here.
Well, Thief just feels like a game they're trying to keep back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, or whenever the last one came out. It seems like it's from the past.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it could have been a better game if they would have just, I don't know. It's just, and people are saying a lot of the reviews and stuff that, these are the people that don't play a lot of stealth games, and this game is very much stealth based. So,
from what I hear, you know, things like the map not working right and the hub world being kind of crappy.
Well,
you know, those have nothing to do with stealth mechanics. That's just like signs of a game that probably needs to be developed longer.
Yeah, I mean, and something else that's kind of weird with the PS4 version. So you get different items and stuff that you switch, that you have to switch from, like your water arrows or something, so you can put out lights. Now, instead of like having some kind of like option where you hold down a button and like use your R pad to move around to it, like a HUD or like a wheel or something, they decided to use the touchpad in the middle of the controller to do this. And what you have to do is you have to hit the button, or you got to rub your finger across the touchpad and then use that where it's almost impossible to be accurate and put it on one of the 8 items that are there on that wheel or on that little block that pops up like a little mouse pad. And then you've got to hit an X button. So it's like, you have to take your finger off the main buttons to fuck around with that. It does not work. I would rather just had an option where I hold down R1 or something and a wheel pops up and you switch what you want to do with the right stick. Why they fucking tried to implement that kind of shit. It's just ridiculous. Although the coolest thing that the PS4 controller does is when you're in light, because if you stay in the shadows, you know, you can't be seen or whatever, like any other stealth game. But when you get in the light, the controller shoots out this bright white light So that way, if you're playing at the middle of the night in the dark, you know that you're in the light because, you know, your controller's lit up like a freaking fiend. And also it's really cool. It does a special effects where like, it'll, when the lightning flashes, it'll flash white as well. It just looks really cool when it's coming out of your controller like that. But, other than that, man, the game's just kind of bland.
Do you guys think that either of you will finish it?
I doubt it.
I got it from Redbox and took it back after finishing the tutorial, so no. Okay. The answer is no. You know, not enough magic.
I was dying to play this because, you know, there's not a lot out on the next-gen systems right now. So I was like, oh, great. This could be really cool. And the more I saw of it, the less and less I was excited about it. And, you know, what the final straw for me is I thought about it. It's like, look, I tried liking Dishonored, and that was a good game, but it just wasn't a game for me. Mm-hmm. So if this isn't even as good as Dishonored. It's kind of the same thing. Why bother?
Right.
I'm just kind of not, you know, I'm just not a stealth player. Mm-hmm. I don't find much enjoyment in sneaking around. Like even Metal Gear, I can only take Metal Gear in small doses.
I don't mind games where there's stealth, but usually when it's the only thing that the game has, that's when I get annoyed. And plus, I don't like games where I have to reload if I fucking fail, like, you know, because I got seen or something like that. Which Thief doesn't do that a lot. I mean, it's not an automatic fail state, but it's just, I don't know. It's to me, it's not as fun as it could be.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Too bad.
So, but yeah. So that's Thief, and that's probably all we'll talk about. I'm sure I played a little bit more of it last night. I'm kind of warming up to it, but right now it's just weak. It just does. There's no reason for me to go back to it. This was a bad week for me to buy video games because. Spoiler, I didn't care much for anything I played for different reasons, so that's a bad week. Except for the next game we're going to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what was you saying, Kush? Nothing. I'm sorry.
I was about to say what you're going to say, so just get to it.
Okay. Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare. I know Rich has played this.
Yes, I have. Love it.
So,
I would love it if it cost $20. Which is how much it should cost.
I don't know about that. Yes.
Online, you know, only, go fuck yourself.
You know what? I kind of agree with you, Kush.
And I think it would sell crazy. And then I wouldn't feel as bad about the future microtransactions they're going to add.
But here's the thing. This game is going to have a bunch of free map packs coming for it. They've already announced that.
That you have to buy with in-game currency.
No.
You don't know that.
No, well, the maps are just going to show up, I think. Sort of like what they did with, you know, what I'm kind of hoping happens is sort of like what Forza is doing. You know, they weren't ready to launch that game. So some of the tracks weren't ready, and they're releasing the tracks for free. The only thing you're buying is the cars. So, you know, I think they're going to do the same thing with this from what they've said. I'm hoping.
I think there will be microtransactions, but I think it'll be to buy those packs. So as you play the game, you earn coins, and as the more coins you earn, you can unlock these little booster packs, basically, in the game, kind of like what Mass Effect did, and that was Mass Effect 3. And I liked that about Mass Effect 3. I liked that style of gameplay and stuff where it's like, you never knew what you were going to get when you opened one of these packs up, and I love the excitement of that. And I remember I probably spent $10 on them stupid packs on Mass Effect 3 because we would get caught up in it. Where it's like, oh my god, I want a new weapon, or I want that character class. Maybe if I bought a pack, maybe I'd get it. Of course you wouldn't. And you'd be like, man, I wanted to play the girl that looks like Tali or whatever. I was like, come on. So, the Plants vs. Zombies, it's, the only thing is it seems really limited with what the stuff you're getting is, you can unlock like 3 weapon parts for each item. And there's a lot of consumables. So during a match, you can place plants at pots and stuff, so that way that you have an extra dose of firepower if you're trying to defend a garden or whatever. Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite part about this game, Rich?
Honestly, to me, it's just like you said, I love playing Mass Effect 3 multiplayer, and it reminded me a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with that, the card pack system, not knowing what you're going to get. I thought that was kind of cool. It was also kind of refreshing just to play something silly for a change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of you know, dark corridors and war-torn countries and, you know, bodies everywhere. It's just a bunch of goofy characters with, you know, zombies and plants jumping around.
Right.
I also like that they kept a lot of the personality from the original tower defense game, and they mm-hmm. incorporated it into the classes. I thought that was well done. I also like the fact that I can play with my kids. Mm-hmm. it's actually a shooter. I don't feel bad about playing with my children. So.
And it's colorful, man. Yes. There's so many bright colors, and you know the screen. It looks good. It just looks really good for what they've done. And you're always got some kind of like cool little ability to use. Although I do think a lot of times it takes too long for them to power back up or whatever after you use them.
Yeah.
Some of them are really fast. Like the zombie jetpack thing is really fast, but. Because you know you need to use that quite a bit, and what's weird is I'm not used to a game like this where that each team is exactly the same. You know, I'm so used to that, and the plants and zombies are both totally different. They never have the same weapons. You know, it's not like oh, zombie foot soldier is the same as a pea shooter. No, their weapons react differently.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually had to learn how to play each
and
class.
And how to react to different weapons in different situations, mm-hmm. too. Yeah, it's cool. You know, I guess the other thing I think this game may have some legs to it. It's just the nature of the game. This is one of those games where you don't need to, like, you know, get into it for a few hours and, you stop here. You can just pick it up, just much like the tower defense game. You can pick it up, mm-hmm. play a match, feel good about it, and go do something else. Then when you go... Right. And you know, you go back and it still feels fresh. You know, I think this game has got some legs. I'm hoping that Cush isn't right about the DLC and the microtransactions, though. I think that'll kill it faster than anything else if they start charging an arm and a leg for everything.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think what they've done is really good. But then here's the other problem. How many people are going to play this after next week?
No one.
No, yeah. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, I mean, there might be.
I will look forward to picking it up for $20 when it goes on sale.
And then you'll have nobody play it with.
Or it becomes an Xbox. I can play with myself. Xbox Live Gold game.
Yeah, right. That's not going to happen. I'm hoping though, with the all the indie game news coming out of what GDC or whatever is coming up, that hopefully that will bring about the whole games with gold for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
What was the game for Skull? Civ Revolution. I'm excited about that because I don't have that game anymore. And I always wanted to play it again and buy it, so it's coming free.
And I would play that, but my wife took my account after she got every achievement and started playing on my account and got all the achievements, almost achievements on my account. So what's the point of me playing it?
Because it's a good game?
It is a good game, but it's just...
That's not good enough for Rich.
No. No, it's on, you know, I need an achievement, man.
Do you own it for Windows Phone?
Yeah, I got a few achievements in it.
Well, there you go. Keep playing that one.
Yes, Fish.
So I don't know how many of us played Strider.
I did.
I played the trial.
Demo, the trial. I really wanted to like this game, but...
How far have you gotten?
I've gotten to, I don't know, like the third area or whatever. They all look the same, so it's really hard for me to...
Have you got past the train station and stuff?
Where the trains are running up and down the tracks? And
Yeah.
I've gotten way past that.
All right, okay.
I mean, I've put like at least 3 hours into this game, probably. So, it's just, I don't know. I need a block button. There's too much shit on the screen. Like when they fucking shoot that shotgun, it goes off into three fucking spreads, and you're like, I can't dodge that.
Right.
And it's shit like that. I'm like, I know you don't take, you're supposed to get hit, I guess, but when I'm getting hit by shit, I feel like I'm playing the game wrong. I feel like there should be something that I should be dodging it or somehow. I don't care for that kind of shit.
When you're fighting that flying dragon boss, that's when it kind of hit me. I'm going to get hit no matter what I do at some point.
Yeah.
So the trick is just to, because I guess you get a little life as you hit stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you
so
do.
So the trick is just to hit more stuff. Hit them more than they hit you and you'll be all right.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of times where I just died. Like, I would get, like, two or three guys would be there and they'd be shooting me from two different directions and I would be done in, like, no time flat. I'd be just like, fuck. And the checkpoints in that system are awful in that game. It seems like sometimes you can lose quite a bit of progress.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. Hey, and, Kush, what did you think?
I thought it was okay. It seemed like it would be a lot of the just same environments and whatnot. I kind of wanted to pick it up just because I want something new to play on my Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't have the money for that. What little funds I've had have gone towards Kickstarter things, so.
All right. So, but I guess I'm still chasing that hope that there's going to be one of these games that feels like Shadow Complex.
Yeah. You know, initially when I was playing this game, I was super disappointed. I'm not even going to lie. I was like super disappointed. I'm like, oh man, this is kind of, ugh. The art style didn't really agree with me. And like you said, it seemed like you might find a bunch of the same thing. It seemed a little too easy till you got to like your first boss and it was like, whoa. But, as I started finding power-ups and stuff like that, I started to get a little bit of the glimpse. You mentioned Shadow Complex. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. There's actually a little bit of exploration involved. Because the way they start you off is pretty straightforward, and, man, they almost lost me. But I stuck with it, and I don't know. I'm not going to say I'm in love with the game, but I think I'm actually going to try to finish it.
Mm-hmm. To me, I mean, it's just like Shadow Complex, everything, you know, there were a lot of rooms that looked similar, but they always, to me, it seems like they had a lot of distinction where you were at. In this game, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And this is where video would come in handy.
As long as it wasn't lagging.
The thing is, though, it's like in Strider, like, I've seen the same background. I've seen the same, like, oh, there's these giant rods in the sky that I got to climb the side up the side of. And these buildings, oh, they all look the same. And, oh, I've got to climb all the way up here so I can go back down. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just, it's all that stuff. Just like, I just wanted something to look different, you know? And it just, I haven't seen anything that looks different.
You know what? I think Shadow Complex did a better job of doing, too, is outside of just the environments, situationally, they had different situations.
Mm-hmm.
With it, that it seems like you sort of have the same sort of fights.
Well, when you've got it,
right? Whereas in Shadow Complex, it seemed like they were able to mix up the actual situations themselves a little more.
Well, Shadow Complex had more weapons. I mean, you had different style of weapons. You had grenades and stuff like that. And like, I haven't even unlocked the thing where you throw something in, or the shurikens or whatever that you throw and take out enemies. They talk about that, but I've never found them yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, that would help a whole lot too, just because some of these enemies can like shoot out spreads of bullets. And it's like, well, I just want to be able to throw something at them.
Right. Right.
And it's like, oh, there's no long range weapon yet. And I'm like, you know, I'm quite a way into the game at this point, it seems. So I was like, this shit should have been early on. So, but I don't know. Just weird shit like that. But anything else you guys want to say about Strider before we move on?
No.
Alrighty. Rayman Legends. Who's been playing this besides me?
Me.
Did you rent this?
360, yes.
Okay. Wow, you played the 360 version of us. So
that's what came in from Gamefly.
Oh, I was wondering. It was weird because you were playing this, and I thought, well, maybe you rented the Xbox One version or something, but... Yeah, so I've been playing the PS4 version of this, and it's more Rayman. It looks really good on PS4 and stuff like that.
Did you play it on 360 or PS3?
No, I didn't play it on either of those. I waited because I knew it was coming for PS4.
Yeah, I played it on Vita.
It's fine. It's more Rayman.
I love the game.
What I don't like is the art style. I mean, it still looks great. I just preferred the complete 2D art of Rayman Origins and not this 2.5D.
I really didn't notice that much of a difference, honestly. I guess I
could tell. I mean, it's very subtle for most of the game, but then there are times where it shoves it in your face.
Mm.
But I mean, overall,
I haven't gotten out of the first world or whatever yet, so
it seems easier. Like, it's not getting difficult as quick as Origins did.
Yeah, early levels. I do like how they changed up some of the stuff. In Rayman Origins, it seemed like you had to get everything to get to the top medal or whatever in that game. And in this one, they really, like, lowered that where you only need 600, I guess, on most levels. So, you know, there's more than that laying around in the level, so you don't have to get every single fucking thing like you had to do in Rayman Origins, which really annoyed me, because I was like, I never felt like I was doing anything in that game, because I never felt like, oh, I can't, I've missed, I only got to the silver level or whatever, and it's like, there's like such a bump between silver and gold that was like, ugh. And now they've got these little scratch-off tickets that help you unlock different levels and characters and shit as well.
Yeah, you get creatures, which you check every day, you'll get free lumens or whatever the hell the money is called.
So, yeah, they do a lot of stuff with the lumens of unlocking levels and stuff. So you could probably unlock almost all the levels in this game by just doing that kind of stuff every day, yeah. Every day or whatever. So,
like, I played 3 or 4 levels and then I just stopped because I figured I enjoy this enough that I know I will pick it up at some point, so I don't need to waste it in my Gamefly queue. I can get something else.
Right.
I would like to get Plants vs. Zombies, because I really do, despite not thinking it's worth $40, I would really like to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would. You would.
See, and what I do, like we were talking about the lumens and unlocking all the levels and stuff with those, that's one thing that annoys me about the Mario Brothers games, or like the Super Mario 3D lands and worlds and stuff, is it's like you got to collect all these fucking coins to unlock the harder levels. And I just, you know, I don't want to do all that. I just want to play all the levels that are in the game so that I can beat those levels. I don't care about collecting the coins in those levels. I know they're going to be hard levels, but I want to play those. I don't want to try to go back and get every fucking stupid star or whatever in the level, three magical stars, so I can get to the last 10 really awesome fucking levels. I think that shit's stupid. You should never lock levels. You should never lock fun behind a wall. And I think that's what has annoyed me about a lot of these Mario games. It's like, even like 3D Land on the game.
They're not locking it behind a wall. They're locking it behind a door.
Yeah. So, you know, shit like that always gets on my nerves. So,
yeah.
But anyway, that's all that we have been playing, I think, together. So,
though we haven't played them together.
Yeah,
though, except for Plants vs. Zombies.
No, I haven't played that with anybody but Big Steven.
Oh, well, then we definitely haven't played anything together.
I can never seem to catch you on, man.
We get on at weird times. I'm usually on.
Yeah, you
late
do
at
get
night.
On at weird times. You get off at weird times, too.
Always. But. So a few things that I have been playing, I'm going to hit some of these quicker than some of the others. Tales and Symphonia Chronicles. I don't think this is a bad game, but in the era of HD remakes and stuff, this one just seems really bland. So when I'm playing this, I feel like I am still playing the GameCube version in widescreen. It does not look that great. Yeah. They didn't really add much detail to anything. And I was like, is this a bad port? And then I put in like Kingdom Hearts 1.5 on PS2. That game looks gorgeous. And I'm just like, I don't understand. And if they must have redone sprites or something for that game or whatever they call them. Because it looks almost like a new game. And then I go to play Tales of Symphonia and it looks like up-resed GameCube graphics without very much put into it. But you get two games with this, Tales of Symphonia and then Tales of Symphonia, the Dawn of the New World, which people shit all over Dawn of the New World, but I had a blast at that game on the Wii. I finished that one. So, and I put quite a few hours in that, and people shit all over that game and because the main character is kind of a whiny little bitch. Mm-hmm. But that character goes through a lot in that game and changes quite a bit by the end of that story, and I really like that. And it's cool in Dawn of the New World because as you play through Tales of Symphonia, you're meeting all these characters. Well, in Dawn of the New World, they are trying to stop you for some reason, and you don't know why. So it's kind of cool to see that the heroes from one game are kind of the villains for part of the story in the next one. And I always thought that was a cool concept. And I never played through Tales of Symphonia. I tried playing it when it first came out, and I wasn't a big fan of the Tales games back then. But now I'm a huge fan of them. And so going back and playing this one, I'm like, yeah, this is fun. It just feels dated when you compare it to stuff like Tales of the Abyss and Tales of Vesperia. So yeah,
I played the hell out of Symphonia on the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I beat it, but and I already played it. So,
but have you played Dawn of the New World?
No, but Dawn of the New World, I don't know if I can do. I don't know if I can deal with that
trophies.
Character.
The trophies are kind of shitty, though. They're those Japanese game trophies where it's like they don't tell you anything. It's like, hey, you did this.
Yeah.
You did this a lot of times,
right?
And I'm just like, and there's not really a lot of them that are story focused. And I think I don't know. I really like to get trophies and achievements for beating story moments and stuff. And like, it just seems like every Tales game has kind of been that. Oh, well, you've
crafted 1,000
yeah,
items.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, these are shitty trophies. Give me something else.
Here's a bronze trophy. What?
And I would like to say that this next game has broke my heart because I loved the original Castlevania Lords of the Shadows. When it came out, it was one of the top three games of that year for me. I loved that game. And the sequel is the biggest disappointing piece of shit. I'm still trying to play that game because I keep hoping at some point that game is going to get good. And it just looking at the reviews and playing it, I can see why this game just got fucking panned. I love the ending of Lord of Shadows, and I was like, that could be so cool, and it would be, but so this game takes place and you're playing as Dracula, mm-hmm. and it takes place in modern times, and you're trying to stop Satan from taking over the world and releasing hell on earth. But as you go through this game, you're in modern times, and then suddenly, you walk through this room. Oh, suddenly you're back in the past and you're trying to get some abilities that you used to have. And it switches back and forth to these so often that I'm just so confused of what I'm supposed to do. Because imagine you're trying to play a Metroid game and you walk through a door and suddenly you're in another Metroid game. And then when you come out, you're in a different location on the map. So you're always confused at where the fuck you're at and where the fuck you're going. And it's just a mess. And the story's not that good. It's like they were like, okay, we got to put this in modern times, but we don't know how, so we're just going to put a lot of just crap and silly stuff in here that doesn't make sense for the story that they've told in the last two games. Because after you play that Mirror of Fate game, which I thought was really good, the arcade game and the 3DS game, mm-hmm. you know, those were both really good stories, and they told how Alucard came about and how Gabriel. Or how Dracula came to power and stuff like that. And this game is just like, it's like, oh, we're just going to use this one character, Dracula, and it's just not as entertaining, and it's just not enough going. There's too much going on and not enough going on at the same time. It's just really weird. And I just don't really, I don't know how many hours I've put in this already, and it's just like the story is going nowhere. And I was reading reviews where people were like, yeah, the first 5 hours, nothing happens. You're just, and it's a lot of that all, oh, okay, I'm going to walk this door. Oh, I'm going to walk really slow because something's going to happen here. It's just, ugh, I'm so disappointed. So fucking disappointed. And I've had to look up fucking walkthroughs in this game to figure out how to beat bosses because they will tell you how to beat them. And I just could not figure out. It was like, okay, if we slow this person down, if we freeze them, you'll be able to hit them. And I'm like, okay, so I've got the freeze ability out and I'm trying to use it and they're just fucking me up. And had to get online to find out that I had to aim it while I'm jumping because if she hits you when you're not in the air, you're going to get fucked up. So you're never going to get this attack off because it's so slow. I'm like, this is stupid. And there's just been a lot of bosses where I was just fucking confused about what I was supposed to do.
Is this supposed to be the last Castlevania game?
Yes.
That's sad.
Yeah.
They end on such a bad note.
Which people shit all over Lord of Shadows. They say the story's stupid, and I'm just like, it's not stupid. What I liked about what they did with the original Lord of Shadows is they took and they made a background for who Dracula was and why the Belmont clan was after him. Because it was their fucking mess, and they're the ones that started it. And I thought that was really fucking cool. So, anyway. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze came out for the Wii U. Finally, another Wii U game. And I like Donkey Kong, the last Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Returns. This one, I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. It's way harder than the original Donkey Kong Returns. There was the first boss, I was like, okay, hit it three times, it'll die, right? Nope. And it just kept getting harder and harder. And I was like, is this fucking boss battle ever going to end? I bet I had to hit that guy 20 times, jump on him. And every time that you'd hit him once, he'd fucking throw out like 30 enemies all over the screen that you had to watch out for. And I was like, Jesus. So I'm scared to go on.
Jeez. Donkey Kong put the fear in you, man.
I know. I was like, I don't know if I want to do level 2-1. I'm scared. So, but they brought back like some of the water levels and stuff like that, which are kind of cool. I don't know, man. I want to love everything on the Wii U. It's so much fun, but when there's no achievement system or anything,
it makes it that much harder.
It's just that for some reason I just don't care. And I hate that because there's some damn good games on the Wii U. Like that Lego City, I want to go back and play that so bad, but there's no reason because it doesn't matter if I finish that game or not. There's nothing that says, hey, you finished this.
Right.
I just hate that. So, and then the last little thing I played was Super Mother Load because it was like $3.75 and it was cross buy for every fucking thing on PS3 and PS4. I don't know if it's on Vita or not. I think it's just PS3 and 4. And it's just a little simple game that kind of reminds me of that, damn it, Steamworks Dig, where you've got to dig down and get minerals and take them back up when you run out of fuel and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Which they did announce that Steamworks Dig is coming to PS4, so I'm super excited about that because that game is awesome on 3DS. But Super Mother Load is, you can take it or leave it. But for $4, it's a really little fun little puzzle digger game. So, Rich, what have you been playing, buddy?
Outside of Plants vs. Zombie and Strider, I've been playing, shocker, Forza 5 because Road America track came out a little while back, so I've actually been playing the multiplayer on that. Mm-hmm. And it's not bad. I've been trying to test out some of the new functionality with the party system, but it seems whenever I'm on, none of my friends are on, so whatever. And I guess the only other thing I've been really doing is watching a lot of Elder Scrolls online beta on Twitch.
Nice.
I'm trying to sell myself on that game, man. I love the Elder Scroll games.
Oh yeah, Steven was like yesterday, he sent me a message. He's like, get online and watch the Twitch streams. People are playing Elder Scrolls. And I watched 5 minutes. I'm like, this looks boring as shit.
Oh no, see, to me, it's like I was totally enthralled because I'm like, wow, there's some story in here and there's a lot of lore that I picked up on.
I hate those games. I just don't have any fun with Skyrim. There's no story to me. It's just like the story is so bland and lifeless.
No, the story's in the world. That's what's awesome.
That doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm still a little concerned about a lot of the PvP stuff. It looks kind of like crazy. Sort of like Defiance. Mm-hmm. Which I actually liked.
I did like, yeah, we all
liked it. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I'm kind of starting to warm up to this whole idea of Elder Scrolls Online.
I mean, I'm excited about it.
I'd still rather a proper single player Elder Scrolls game, but this looks pretty damn cool.
I'm sure I'll play it. I don't know if I'll stick with it. I don't know. I just can't get excited about it. About Skyrim and stuff, and I think they should have put this beta out for everybody, so everybody gets a little taste of it.
They should have put the beta on consoles.
Yeah, they should. Hey, Kush, have you seen any of the beta on Twitch or anything?
No, I've gotten like a billion beta invites over the past few months. I've never done any of them. I could have given you, but yeah, your computer wouldn't.
Yeah,
so it wouldn't matter.
Hell, I can't even get my freaking camera to work on Skype. So. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm starting to really warm up to the idea of this game.
Me and you got the update, and so I was messing around with it a little bit last night because me and Steven got it online. They actually now allow you to join somebody's game from their name or whatever. You go to their name, their profile, and it says join, and it says join party, join game, or join game and party, and it actually fucking works.
Yeah, and it's cool, and when you do get on with somebody. The voice is on, which is helpful.
Yes, the voice is automatically on, and it doesn't. You don't. And I've been having a lot of issues where it's like I'd get online with somebody, and the voice would be like trying to turn itself on. It's like, we're sorry, we can't do that right now. Try again later. because who the fucking knows, but they seem to have fixed that problem as well, because as soon as I popped in, boom, Steven could hear me. I'm still having issues, though, when I plug in my headset to my controller. Mm-hmm. For like the first 2 minutes it's hooked in, nothing will come through it. It's all coming through the Kinect, and people can only hear me through Kinect now.
Really?
Kush, that's one thing I did find out. I had my Kinect off for voices, so that's why you could never hear me when it was going through the TV.
Because it was using that for your voice?
Yeah, it was using that for my voice. But for some reason, it's still giving me an issue when I plug in the headset where it'll come through the TV and everything for like the first 2 minutes. And then after that, suddenly my headset will start working. I have no fucking reason. And I even bought a new headset because I thought maybe that was part of the problem. And it's still doing the same thing. So, but hopefully that'll all be changed soon, because I ordered the little puck that goes into your controller so that you can use your, so I can use my $150 Turtle Beach headset. So
that ridiculously overpriced piece of crap.
I love my Turtle Beach headset.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about $25 for a fucking,
yeah,
that is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. But to me, it's I would rather pay $30 than $150 for a new headset. So,
There's also an update that came out on the Xbox. I guess Wednesday, I think, where Xbox One now supports Dolby 7.1 or something like that on the headsets.
Well, I had to check that out because apparently, you know, my headset before, when I could still get the sound through it. I could, you know, listen to it as headset. We just couldn't use it as a voice communicator. Mm-hmm. And it would never do in surround sound. So maybe now that light will be on when I turn on my Xbox One and use it. So that could be a thing. That would be nice.
Yeah. You know, I also like that they kind of broke up the apps a little bit. Like, there's now an achievement app. There's a activity app. Because sometimes you know you don't want to, you just want what you want, you know.
Sometimes you just want.
I want achievements. I want to see what my friends are doing. I want to see it all at the same time. I just want this one thing, or I want to see what the activity is going on. You know?
I have no idea what all it does. I looked at that list that you posted on Twitter, and I was just trying to see what was. All I cared that the party chat was fixed, and then I could join a friend's game. Because it has been fucking annoying every time me and Kush have tried to get online and play fucking Dead Rising, and we can't get in the same party. Or either one of our voices chats will work, or I can't even get into his game.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't have an option. You got to be in a party when the game starts. I'm like, this is all fucking stupid. Why change that?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently this will work. But now Kush and I can't even be in a game or in a party right now because he doesn't have the update.
Well, so. Couldn't I maybe have the update and just did it like during the night and didn't tell me? Isn't that how it works now?
I thought you had it. I would have put you in the forums to have them send you an invite. I'll do it after the show. Maybe get a few days early. You know,
mine didn't do it when I was asleep. When I turned my console on, it asked me if I wanted to update. I think it has to do that because it's changing because basically it's telling you that, hey, you can't join the people that don't have this update.
And this is technically like a beta.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't have it unless they told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a message and it told me to put this code in to download this registration app or whatever, and then
But I didn't get the update until I just woke up.
Yeah, it was one like morning. 2 days. Yeah, two days later I got it.
I woke up one morning and I noticed that whenever I turn my Xbox on and the sound bar and everything else doesn't come on, I know I got an update. I'm like, oh, I got an update.
Cool. But the Twitch app looks really interesting on Xbox One. I was looking at that. So,
Did you guys get my message about that?
I don't know what message.
Yeah, it was on Facebook. Okay. It was about on our off weekends doing some kind of Twitch thing, which I just ignored because I'm pretty sure Rob works, and that's why we don't have we don't podcast, and also my internet's not good enough to do streaming. So,
okay, all right, yeah, my internet's not good enough to do streaming either, and I keep thinking that I'll do that, but you know, who knows? I know I need to update that, but it costs $20 more a month, and I already pay a fucking fortune for internet to Time Warner, and I just think that's ridiculous to have to pay that much more.
Well, hey, when Time Warner and Comcast become one company, they'll give you a better deal.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what happens is they buy up their competition just so they make it fair for everybody, right?
Yeah, right.
So, Anyway, Kush, what you been playing, buddy?
Tomb Raider. That's it. So exciting. This the whole video thing at the beginning really just destroyed my enthusiasm.
Why? Yeah,
it's just annoying. But I'm really enjoying Tomb Raider. I'm surprised by how much I'm enjoying it, having, you know, what it's just a year old. But I'm really liking it again. And it does look really good, this definitive edition. I can't comment on how it looks compared to the PC version, but it may be the best looking next current gen game I've played at this point. Mm.
And I just realized what you meant by the whole video thing. I thought you were talking about the video at the front of Tomb Raider. I'm like, why? Nah, I got on.
But I really like it. I think I'm like a third of the way through the game or a little more. So
yeah, I think that was one of me and Rob's favorite games last year.
Mm-hmm. It was my number one. Was it number one?
I think it was your number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like my number
and
three.
Now playing it, I'm not sure if I had it on my list or not at like number five, but I feel like I should have. Because it's just super fun. I just hate the story. I think it's an awful, awful, terrible, horrible story. It is garbage.
I don't think the story's garbage. I think
it
you're crazy.
It is garbage.
You're silly.
It is
you're just silly
no,
bitch.
It's just a piece of shit story.
I think the story's great. I liked it.
No, you just like it because you like looking at Laura. You're like, I don't care. Whatever excuse I have to look at her.
Well, half the time she's getting brutalized.
At least some woman will talk to me.
Anywho. On to movies. So I finally watched Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
I got tired of waiting for it to come out on DVD, so I paid the $20 to buy the fucking thing on Xbox.
Wasn't there a deal at Walmart where you could like pre-order the DVD and get the digital version now?
I hope not, because I would be really
I'm pretty
feel
sure
stupid.
There was a reason. I'm pretty sure.
Don't tell me that. Because I was like, man, I really want this so bad. I looked up on Amazon Prime and everything. I was like, do they have this to buy yet? And it's like, nope, you could pre-order it. So fucking to me, it was Xbox was the only way I was going to get to watch this fucking movie. And now I really feel stupid if Walmart had a deal like that. But I'm that movie's sure. awesome. It is very good. And because you never did go see it, did you?
No, because I never got around to it. And I'm definitely going to see it because I love Tangled. It's from that same studio. But I hate the way the snowman looks. I think he's one of the ugliest designs I've ever seen. No way you can justify it.
Funny you should mention it. I found him so distracting.
Who thought it was a good design? It is like
I know
horrible. It is.
Did
awful.
You actually see it though, Rich? Did you go?
Yeah,
see it?
Okay. I watched it. I watched it with the family Friday night actually. Yeah, it's so fun. Yeah, my wife's been wanting to see it for a while. And after Tangled, the kids, usually we see movies like that at the movie theater, go with the whole family. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we saw Tangled, and my boys are 9, so they were like, wow, it's about a girl.
Yeah.
Lost entrance. So, you know, when they saw Frozen, they were like, oh. And my wife was like, let's go see it. And the kids are kind of like, can we see something else? Anything else? You know, it was kind of like that.
Yeah.
So she finally talked them into watching it. And we watched as a family. And I got to admit, I mean, I'm not big on the musical numbers. I freaking hate musicals. It's one of my pet peeves. I just freaking can't stand them. But despite the singing and stuff, I thought the movie was really good. And I like the way they kind of put a different twist on a traditional, you know, princess and the prince and all that other stuff, and you know,
yeah,
I thought it was cool. I don't want to give away anything, but I thought it was pretty good, man.
And I love the characters of Sven and Kristoff, and
mm-hmm.
and I liked their little part, and just I liked Snowman. I thought he was hilarious.
I'm not saying the character is bad, I'm
yeah,
sure
yeah. the art style. Oh my
just
god,
the design is awful.
The only thing that's off about him is his face.
But it clashed with everything else it clashed with the rest of the art style of the movie. Like seriously clashed with it.
I think you guys are looking too much into it. But
no. Well, I'm an artist, so that kind of stuff's going to bug me.
And I like to think I have a good eye, and that just freaking annoyed the hell out of me. I have a film degree, for crying out loud. I think I have an opinion on this.
Jesus, what haven't you done? Oh, I was in the military. I've got a film degree.
I've got a Bachelor of Science in film. Start with the school for.
Yeah, that and a dollar get you a cup of coffee. Well, not
yeah, right,
anymore.
Exactly. That's why I'm no longer in the industry.
I'll have to talk to you after the show because I got a movie idea to pitch to you.
How would you rate it against Tangled?
It's not as good as Tangled.
Okay. No,
it's really
it's
good.
It's not.
It's really.
It would I was, even though I didn't see it, I was just getting annoyed with everyone saying that when it came out.
No, I love Tangled too much. There's no way this.
That being said, though, I mean, I think there might be. I mean, I know a lot of women in my life who've seen this movie. It really touched a nerve, and then that might necessarily touch a nerve with some of the guys out there. And they seem to. My wife really loved the movie. Like it got her on an emotional level. So
I think
there's that too.
I just want to say that I don't want to spoil anything, but Rich will know what I'm talking about. The way that movie ended was a surprise because you think it's going to go one way.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, okay. And the way they play that off is so well because you're like, okay. Oh, yeah. I can see why women would appreciate that type of an ending.
And I'm not saying this in any kind of like trying to put everyone in a pigeonhole, but if you ever have – see, I didn't grow up with sisters. I have a brother, you know. But my wife has two sisters, and that ending really touched her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So, and I hope we didn't say too much. But
no, I know.
Yeah, probably. I'm sorry, Kush.
I wasn't even listening, so.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I'm trying to, I'm fact checking because I swear to God this Walmart thing is true. And I want to find it just so that I can ruin your day.
I don't care. I already watched the movie. I loved it. And I'll probably still buy the DVD when it comes out. I just couldn't wait any longer. And if I'd went to the movies and seen it, I'd have paid $20 anyway by the time I bought popcorn and Cokes.
Did you rent it or buy it?
I bought it.
How much does it cost to buy a digital copy?
20.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But if you go to the theater, you're going to pay that. So, especially where
you can pre-order the DVD or like Blu-ray for like 18 and like 22 bucks on Amazon.
Yeah, I know you can, but you know what? I had to wait 3 weeks for that, and I wasn't waiting any longer. So, I was ready to watch this damn movie last night.
Hey, look, Hotcakes Man is here. He just came in to say, hey, you could pirate it, and then you could buy the DVD.
Yeah, I don't like the pirate shit.
I don't think Hotcakes buys anything. I swear to God, they're always talking about like watching movies like when they're not in the theater anymore and not released anywhere. So I'm like, okay.
That transitional phase.
Pretty obvious what's going on.
Right.
You dimed me out? What the hell does that even mean?
That means you ratted me out.
Who ratted
you
out?
That's movie talk, okay? leave us people with our degrees alone.
Now look, is this the kind of show we're becoming? Oh, Rob's not as intelligent as us because he doesn't have a degree. Bro. Now you sound like the women I'm trying to date in my fucking life. Fuck you. I'm a podcast extraordinaire, motherfucker. It says it right on my business card. I don't need shit from you.
I gave you that title and those cards. I can take them away.
Fuck all y'all. I quit the show.
Uh-huh.
Way to go, Mark.
I didn't do anything. It was you. You're the one who dimed them out.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I want to talk to you people anymore.
Oh, what do you mean, you people? You racist son of a bitch. You got something racist to say about black sales? You think it should be called white sales?
Right.
Why? It's not French. I'm sorry. That was bad of me. I haven't watched Black Sails, so I'm guessing that's Rich.
Yeah, that's all me, man. I just want a little update. Uh-huh. See what you did there. Hey, so I talked about Black Sails, what, two shows ago, and I was kind of on the fence about it.
One show ago, I think.
Okay. Well, it seemed like 2 shows ago. Well, anyways.
One every other week.
I know. So anyways.
Oh, you weren't even fucking here, Rich, so I don't want to hear
I know. Anyways, Black Sails. I'm really starting. It's coming through for me, man. I mean, I really wanted to love it, but I was kind of on the fence because it was so slow. Well, it's really starting to come into its own now. The last two episodes have really upped the ante. That's all I'm going to say. If you're not watching it, highly recommend it now. Before, I was a little lukewarm about it. Now I'm on board. No pun intended.
That's a Starz show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think any of those, like Showtimes or whatever, have their stuff on demand for sale. So I'd have to wait.
No, they usually
not even on Xbox movies or anything.
I'm not sure. I think if any of them do, it would be Stars. Though don't. Yeah.
I think there's a Stars app. But,
I don't know. I was trying to think if Stars, all their stuff used to be on Netflix, and then I remember they all pulled out. So.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I can't remember if any of you are into wrestling still and have tried maybe that WWE app.
No.
Yeah.
Wyatt, friend was using it. And it seems like, I mean, if that was what a lot of stations ended up doing, that'd be kind of awesome. Because the one thing I wasn't expecting with it is that you can also watch the live video. I didn't know that was part of it.
And I mean, if I was into wrestling, I would definitely...
There's no reason why anyone into wrestling shouldn't get it, because you get the pay-per-view with it.
I don't know how they're going to make any money like that for $10 a month.
Well, I think it's because, one, they're expecting everyone to just, like, everyone to sign up for this. Pay-per-view, I know this from talking with friends and stuff, that a lot of people, when they do tie that, it's just like, okay, we'll purchase this, then everyone just come over to one house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, it's not like everyone's buying, you know, spending that $50. But if you have everyone who's buying this thing and it's paying, you know, monthly, and they just don't even think about it, and they just keep having it, even if they're not using it.
Yeah, they're making more money than if they just did straight pay-per-view.
And it also might just lead to them, you know, exposing the people to wrestling more times of the day and everything, and that way getting people to purchase, you know, products. They could also put in that app like, hey, we have a sale on these shirts or these whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea, I think. But if I, like I said, if I was still in wrestling like I used to be, yeah, I would definitely have that for $10 a month. And I think you have to buy like 6 months up front, like, so it costs you $60 for like the first 6 months or whatever. But that's not bad at all. That's pay per view almost. So
yeah.
So
and you get the entire back catalog too. So
yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
Now that you said that, I'm not gonna do it. I kind of want to do just like a month to just look at a lot of the old ones that I really liked. But I'm not gonna do 6 months. That's just no.
See, so that WWE, hire me for your marketing, bitches.
They have a lot of the big matches on YouTube anyway, so I don't need that. Like the amazing Razor Ramon, Shawn Michaels ladder match of like SummerSlam 95. That was amazing.
Yeah.
So, but Hannibal. Anyway. Yeah. Hannibal just came back, and it's amazing as always. It's just... I think it may be the best show on TV. Like, I love Justified, but it's been kind of just, oh, yeah, Justified, it's solid. It's great because of the cast and everything, but nothing really special. I mean, like, the biggest problem with Justified this season is that there's no real, like, the antagonist is nothing special. It's not really as great as it has been in previous seasons. But Hannibal so far, just in this first episode, is really just like kicking it off strong. It basically started the first minute or minute and a half, started with basically how this season is going to end. So that just got me pumped. And there was a great scene between Will Graham and Hannibal, which was just like fucking amazing.
What channel is it on?
I believe it's NBC. And if you're an Amazon Prime member and didn't watch the first season, that's on Amazon Prime for free.
Okay.
So it's one of my favorite shows from last year. I would put it only behind Justified last year. I think it's better than Game of Thrones, anything else. And I'd probably say it's better than Justified just in terms of an actual product. But Justified, I love Timothy Oliphant, and I love Westerns, and it's basically just a current day Western. But yeah, Hannibal, definitely worth checking out.
I was glad to see Arrow came back as well this week from the Olympic hiatus. I thought that episode was really good as well. It was pretty good, the ending and stuff. So, still excited about that show. And I just seen that somewhere they posted that, I guess it might have been on Arrow's page on Facebook, that they showed the Flash's outfit and looked like...
Oh, they did?
They showed like the side of his face or whatever. I seen it on something. His mask or whatever. It looked pretty Flash's. Although he looked a little more like Daredevil than Flash for the moment, like the colors and everything. So
it was a little more maroon than red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, But I'm excited to see where the show's going. Another good episode. So we'll move on to the news, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I can see it now. It looks pretty good. I can see where you say it's like a Daredevil, just because it's more of a darker tone than really bright. But I think that's because, you know, the whole tone of Arrow and Flash will be on the darker side. Everything DC is going dark, and everything Marvel is being, oh, let's laugh. There's a raccoon shooting a machine gun. I watched like the first 30 minutes of Thor and had to stop. I just feel like I wasn't in the mood for it, but I couldn't I could not take that much Kat Denning. She's driving me insane.
That Guardians of the Galaxy trailer was fucking amazing, though.
It's awesome. I can't wait. I, kudos to them for having the freaking nuts to actually go through and make a movie. Because you look at it in a comic book, you're like, whoa, that's going to be a tough sell.
And then you got somebody like, you know, Andy Dwyer from fucking Parks and Recreation as the main character. And you're like, you know, that's just going to be good. And he plays his goofy self, and it works.
He's playing Han Solo. Awesome.
It looks awesome.
He's like, my name, what's your name? Star-Lord. Who?
Right. Who? What?
My guys?
And it's so crazy that little short shot of the guy with the crazy white hair, that's Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
It looks so much like Rob Lowe to me with crazy white hair.
It does. It does. Yeah, he's actually, you didn't finish watching Thor, but at the end of Thor,
he's in there. Yeah. And then Lee Pace is the main bad guy, the guy from Pushing Daisies.
Mm-hmm.
So he's whatever, I don't know the name, whoever the big bad guy is.
All right, so let's move on to news. Twitch finally beat Pokemon. So
thank God, I don't hear about it anymore. Yeah, but now they're going to move on to Pokemon Yellow.
I don't care about playing the game because it was really ridiculous stupid, but the stories that people were making up about Bird Jesus, because the main thing that they were was
they're all these different factions.
It's just fucking hilarious.
I think it's an amazing thing, and I think it's amazing that they could finish the game, that they could do it with this. But I never watched it myself. I
tuned in like a couple times to see what's going on. I'm like, this is stupid, but it's just the stories that came out of this is just like, oh my God, they turned this into something.
It was ridiculous. Like I said on my podcast a few weeks ago, I went into that comic shop, and when I was leaving, the one guy behind the register was like, have you seen this? He turned the monitor, and it's like, he's showing me the fucking Twitch stream of this Pokemon shit. I'm like, oh my God. That's how much work you have to do in a comic shop.
Yeah.
Rational Games laid off 15, but all but 15 people of its staff.
75 people were laid off. And then Irrational Games had a job fair with like 57 different studios and whatnot.
Yeah. And those people will get jobs. Yeah. But
definitely.
But I don't know. It just seems like such a waste.
The whole message that Ken Levine left was so weird.
Yeah,
it's basically, I don't feel like doing this anymore, so y'all can get fired.
Like, what's your take on it, guys? Because I have my own take. I was just wondering what you guys think about this.
I just think that, like, there seems to be corporate spin on it, too. But there also just seems to be Ken Levine just deciding he doesn't want to do something. And it's basically him just saying, I'm going to go do this. Y'all can get fired.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, 2K did not want to be like, well, we'll keep these other 75 and just put them in another studio or do whatever. But I don't know. It's all weird.
But I mean, we're in an age now where game studios are getting closed down all the time. And I really think this is going to be it for gaming. I really think this is going to be the last console generation.
I don't know.
And I think it's going to be more indie based anymore. And I hate to say that because I was so against this before, but it just seems like that's where everything's going. It's like these big budget games can't catch the money that they're supposed to be making. I mean, a game that sells 5 million copies is considered a failure.
And I think that's a problem with budgeting and spending marketing dollars horribly. Yeah. I think there's more of a problem with having to have people who are better off with finances and everything, because it should never be the case where a game sells that much and they call it a failure. There's something that is screwed up on their side in terms of just managing their money and their funding.
This is sort of what plays like my feelings on this. I think basically what happened was it took them too long to make BioShock Infinite.
It was like 5-6 years.
Yeah, 6 years and went way over budget. And yeah, they made what, 5 million, or no, they sold 5 million or whatever, but they had to eat 6 years of development, you know? And I don't think this actually marks the end of console gaming. I just think companies need to like figure out cheaper ways to make games is what it all boils down to.
And that's why I think this is going to be a big indie movement. I mean, right, indie games are getting up there where, you know, they don't look like low budget games anymore. They're
that's something like what Ubisoft is doing with the whole Rayman engine, and they have that Child of Light is an example of them sort of just here's a small team making this game, and you'll see what happens.
You know, we look at like Titanfall is going to be a huge game. That's not a big studio. Respawn is not a huge studio.
And they haven't spent years in development either. So
right, by comparison, you know, I mean, granted, I mean, what you have to spend on just artists alone on Bioshock Infinite, it's obviously gonna.
Those Respawn people are fucking weird.
Yeah.
So here, but, we're gonna make awesome Medal of Honor. We don't feel like this. Let's go make Call of Duty. We're gonna make awesome Call of Duty. We're sick of this. Let's go make this Titanfall.
Right. So you know. You know, basically, I think what happened was, you know, why they broke it up. You know, they came in on a budget. They could not afford another Bioshock Infinite. All right. So basically, they said, okay, well, we got to do something here. And I'm sure they had to figure out a way to keep Ken Levine, because, I mean, the guy is a video game genius. You don't want to lose that, you know? So they had to figure out a way to keep him in house.
Was that saying Ken Levine?
Yeah.
I don't, why was I saying Levine?
I don't know.
Because I know it's Levine.
We know what you meant.
I think it was because I was listening to some podcast before where they were making fun and just like joking around, like, oh, it's Levine.
I'm sorry, but
this would happen.
See, video. One last thing I will say about this is that it's something I was like seeing in the video game, just space. First, I'll say I don't like it when people are like, oh, they were just saying how excited they were to see what his new project was and just ignoring all the layoffs. But I do like that every time something like this does happen, there's just a rush for people to like try and help the people who lost their jobs find work. Yeah. There's always a rush for them. Like, here, we've got this Google Doc, we got this, we got that. So I like that about the industry.
You know, and you know, people say, wow, it's such a hard thing. This is the entertainment industry for you. I mean, if you work in the film industry, you're done with a movie, you're out of work until you find another gig. It's just the way it is, you know?
What did Rob just say? Is he going to take a poop or something?
Oh.
Right there. I guess so. He's taking a poop. I didn't know how to get the... chat back up, but okay. I'm assuming it's a poop. He's making a poop. He's making a poopy. Everybody, Rob's making a poopy. It's gonna take a while for him to wipe his doopy.
So, do we want to wait for the last story for him?
Probably, because I don't care about Santa Monica. I mean, it's the same kind of story, but it's a studio I don't care about because I hate the God of War games. Well, at least I hate the last ones.
Well, since we're kind of talking about it now, I guess we should finish talking about it.
Santa Monica had some layoffs.
Yeah. And, you know, it is what it is. I think the more important thing to look at here is that Sony in general is having a ton of layoffs.
Yeah. And I guess it's because, I mean, they had two teams working on two different games. So the God of War game is probably still going on. And then this, like, space game or whatever I've heard some people talk about is probably the game that was canceled.
And weren't they also helping out with the Victorian shooter that's coming out? What's it called?
The Order 1860.
The Order 1862 or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Huh? Well, we were trying to figure out what color your poop was.
Yeah. Oh. According to the cursor, according to the cursor, it's light brown, almost orange.
I have to apologize for that. I was about ready to shit my pants, but I didn't go to the bathroom at that time.
Well, we were talking a little bit about the Santa Monica studio layoffs.
And, yeah, that's pretty sad because that studio has been one of Sony's bigger studios for exclusives. And they were working on a new IP, so a sci-fi IP. And I was kind of very interested in what they were going to do with that because they brought Corey Balrog, who was only second to what's his name on God of War. He was the main guy in God of War 2. So I was real interested to see what that game was, and it's sad to see that the studio closed down.
Well, it didn't close down.
Well, they laid off.
Yeah, they
canceled the IP, apparently.
Yeah, well, yeah. That stinks. That stinks.
They're just going that's with right. God of War.
Again. Yay.
And that's something, we need to stop that shit. We need to go. I love God of War, but that last game was atrocious, and they need to take a break for a while.
God of War 3 was getting on my nerves.
The only God of Wars I've ever finished were on the PSP, so I should tell you how I feel about God of War. Not a big fan. I played them all, except for the last one. Anyways, my mind.
God of War is one of my favorite franchises, but
one,
even not.
One was really good. Two was amazing. Three was just kind of, okay, you're going a bit overboard. Right. And then I haven't played Ascension.
Yeah. And you're not missing anything. So.
But, you know, I guess the other thing we're talking about is, like, you know, this is also part of, like, the big layoffs that Sony's doing as a company, period. So.
Yeah.
You know, they've closed a bunch of stores, trying to sell off a division.
I can't believe they actually have stores still open. I thought they already closed them all.
Oh, no.
Because they closed, like, the only one that I know of ever being around, which was in Woodfield Mall.
Yeah.
That was, like, you know, years and years ago. It's like a Microsoft store now.
Yeah. No, I think for the longest time I've been saying that Sony was too big and need to, like, cut some things away. Especially with the economy being with it. Or stop making, you know, 18 different 32-inch TVs.
Just give us one. Make no TVs, make no computers, just do games and cameras.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else that people really associate with them anymore.
They're still doing phones.
Publish or, you know, release music. You have your music things, that's fine.
And your movies.
And didn't the music division take some cuts too?
I'm surprised music is still a thing with.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, exactly. I want to say, with MP3s and stuff, I can still see, but CDs, I'm surprised they're still lingering on. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But then again, you know, I'm kind of the same way. I'd rather have my video games on, not digital either. But I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's all about the records, the vinyl.
Get your hipster ass out of here.
I don't even have a record player.
I do. It still works. I still got vinyl.
Yeah. All right. Before we get out of here, we're going to get some plugs in. But first, congratulations on Kush having a... He's a ninja! Shing!
You know I edit the show. So that never happened. People are just going to hear... congratulate Kush on Insul Ninja Shink, and then be like, "What?"
So, anyway, Kush plugs.
Well, other than
Insul Ninja Shink.
No.
That's definitely coming out.
Of course, it's coming out. That's why I said it, because I knew immediately it'd be going fucking out of the show. PixelatedSausage.com. Go there for everything. Check out the other podcasts I do, the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I'm on Twitter at Kush3, Instagram mkush, and then go to frontburner.net. That is frontburner without the E.net, frontburner.net, and register if you haven't already. Check it out. Hopefully they will not change the look of it again in like a month and just make everything confusing for me. But it's a great site and y'all should check it out. And you should check out the podcast, one of the podcasts over there, The Sprite Stuff, hosted by Dean Stevenson. You can find that on iTunes by searching for The Sprite Stuff or Front Burner. And then, of course, check out the Sign In Podcast at signinpodcast.com. And check out Hotcakes Man, his wrestling podcast, Kicking Out at 2. That is Kicking Out, the symbol at, and the number 2.
Alrighty. Rich?
Yo, yeah, follow me on Twitter, and that's RolexDPRacer there, and my gamer tag and my PSN account are also RolexDPRacer. Looking for people to play games with, because apparently Kush and Rob are never around when I want to play something, so I'm a little lonely.
Well, I don't have anything you play other than Forza.
Forza, yeah. And
you have Rise, don't you?
I do, but I don't think anyone else has played that.
Yeah, I have it. I'd play with you. Because I have like zero achievements in that for multiplayer.
The multiplayer is so good.
Yeah. And then I got my other show, the racing show.
Where the video works.
Yeah, where the video works. Sports Car Unleashed. at scunleashed.com if you want to check it out. If you're into that, if you're so inclined, you do that. And that's about it.
All righty. And
it's so nice
my name
that
is...
it has a URL that you can just say, not whatever, dot, blah, blah, dot, LB slash EFR times 2 to the 5th oh. power.
Nope. Yeah, it's SC Unleashed now. That's it.
And I'm Henderson Man on just about everything. You can follow me or add me on all the networks and Twitter. So, yeah. And please review our show on iTunes. Because we need some new reviews, because I don't think we've had any in a long time. And also, I want to plug a Double XP podcast with Big Steven and Onion Knight. They're doing a pretty good show over there. So, yeah. But that's going to be it for the show.
Yeah, because Rich's wife is getting...
Inside Ninja! Shing!
Oh, I think man. That I don't know
that, why that came you... out that came out wrong.
Did yeah, you it came out horrible. I was like, yeah, I was like, that's a horrible word to use. It's like, yeah. This is a bad idea.
Yeah. Anyway, my mom walked by the door and said something. Oh, I was like, oh,
so that was your mom.
Yeah.
She well, was your mom's me, getting all
insult ninja. Shing.
I'm just there's gonna be so many insult ninjas at the end of this show.
No kidding, man. Oh
my mom God. Walked by the door and she said, "We're not going outside, Halo, because it's icing outside."
I thought that's what she said.
I didn't realize how good this mic actually was because wow. My bedroom door is closed, even. So
I was like, "Wow!" I was going to ask you after. Did she say tell Halo he couldn't go outside?
Oh, one thing that I thought was funny earlier as I was, she's been in there watching Roseanne. The old Roseanne Barr TV show, and they have the episode on where Jackie's husband or boyfriend or whatever beats her up or whatever, and Dan
and you
goes.
Found that funny? How great of you!
No. They put fucking life. They put laugh tracks and shit in that. It's like they would make a joke about women getting beat up, and like you know Dan's like, well, his son asks him, well, how'd you beat up Fisher? And he's like, well, DJ, because because Fisher was mean to your Aunt Jackie, not the same way that your mom and your grandma are mean to Aunt Jackie. And I was like, and then there was a laugh track. I'm like, there's nothing funny about a spousal abuse.
Not at
I was
all.
Like, Jesus. I was like, that's the fucking 90s for you, man.
Well, that's like what Walker, Texas Ranger, Haley Joel Osment. I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Was there a laugh track after that?
I don't know. There was on, or whatever. Conan just always used to play that clip. He had like the big button that was just that clip.
But yeah, I was just like, it wasn't the only time they used a laugh track. I'm like, geez, it's like, that's terrible. Hey, could you imagine them doing something like that today? How many people would be upset?
Well, they do still do that today. It's just on YouTube by random people. They're just like, mm-hmm. Let's put laugh tracks to the worst parts.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like in the show.
I know you're talking about officially. I think I'm annoyed by any shows that have laugh tracks in general these days.
Oh, I just ignore them. People can say, "Oh, Big Bang Theory's stupid show because it's got laugh." Fuck y'all! It's
no,
a funny.
No, Big Bang Theory is a stupid show because it's a stupid
show.
I think
it's
funny.
So, you know, maybe it's because you look too much. You act too much like Sheldon, Kush. That's what it is. That's why you don't like this.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, I act like Sheldon.
Oh, them is fighting words.
That makes no fucking sense.
He has a
inside ninja shing.
Do you know? Unlike me.
Oh, come on, man.
So he has an insult ninja like you.
Yes, he has an insult ninja.
Oh. Inside ninja shing.
And shit.
Yep. Those insult ninjas. They're always spouting off insults. Fucking
inside ninja shing.
Bastards.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I think we should end the show now.
Yeah. I agree.
Inside ninja shing.
Yeah. This is one
inside ninja shing
podcast.
It's this is the magic
inside ninja shing
video. So later.
Adios.
Yeah. Ninja. Shing.
Bastards.